We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Dr. Brenda Jefferson. Dr. Jefferson, how are you today?
I am blessed, HJ. I feel blessed. I mean, just being on the air with you.
All right. Let's talk about, before we talk about invocation, let's talk about a time of refreshing.
Yes.
How was it doing? That was your debut album. How was it doing that?
Oh, it was a blessing. I mean, we had the old Clap Your Hands song went really, really great, and we did the clappers. So everywhere we went, we did the clappers. So people now say, I remember that CD. I remember you from the clappers. So old Clap Your Hand with Lisa Paige Brooks. So that was really awesome.
And now we fast forward to Invocation. And I see you have different people on your album. Tell us about that.
I have Dorinda Clark Cole, and she sings My Heart Is Fixed. I have Myron Butler that sings Dream. I have Loel Pye with the single Miracles. And I have Samuel Washington. I have Isaac Kareem, who sings One Touch from the Master's Hand. So I have a lot of heavy hitters on this project.
What made you decide to use all of these heavy hitters on this project?
Well, I prayed about it and I asked God to give me people that would be able to deliver the message that he gave me through songs. And God gave me these people, so I made contact with them, and all of them were happy to do the song. So, and they delivered the song with power and anointing. So I know that God chose the right people to deliver these songs.
Let's talk about some of those songs. Let's talk about My Heart Is Fixed, Dorinda's Taking You to Church. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. Dorinda takes us to church with My Heart Is Fixed. And when you hear this song, you're going to have to go to church. You're going to have to dance and shout and clap your hands. And you're going to feel like you, when you hear this song, you can't stay still. You feel like, hey, I'm in church and I got my heart is sick. And it makes you have a heart to say my heart is fixed no matter what I go through, no matter what happens. When I wrote this song, it was God gave me, you know, you have to fix your heart on what you want and don't move from what you want. So I knew that nobody could deliver that song like Dorinda.
All right, and she definitely delivers on that song.
Yes, she does. She does.
Speaking of another song, Miracle. Loel Pye.
Oh, Loel Pye. He was with the Men of Standards and John P. King. And, oh, he delivers this song. Loel's a very anointed gospel singer. So I am honored to be a part of all these great icons and that's very anointed to even deliver my song. So I just feel so blessed with this whole selection.
How about Samuel Washington and the song called The River?
Oh, The River, Samuel Washington. He is a phenomenal young man that when he sings that river, my blessings is flowing, rivers of blessings is flowing, and he really delivers this song. He's a young and upcoming artist, so he sung this song, and he really did a great job on it.
Then you have Alice Cooper and Say It.
Oh, my God. Oh, she delivers this song, Say It. And God, when I wrote this song, he said, you have to have somebody going to church, say it. I mean, say I'm healed, say it. Say I'm delivered, say it. I got plenty of money, say it. I've got that new house, say it. I got that new car. So she really delivers this song, Say It.
There's another member of Men of Standard. Isaac Kareem.
Yeah.
One Touch. That's a beautiful song. Tell us about One Touch.
Oh, One Touch. I was going through in my body, and when I wrote that song, I was just telling God, you know, I just need one touch. And one touch from the Master's hand is my desire. And I thought about the woman with the issue of blood and how she just said, if I could just touch the hem of this garment, I'll be made whole. So Isaac really delivered on this song, anointed. I mean, one touch. When you get through hearing this song, you feel like you've been touched by the Master's hand.
And Under My Feet.
Oh, my God. this girl, Michelle Prather, oh, she sings this song, Under My Feet. I mean, the devil is under my feet. So you have to make that declaration and that claim that the devil is under my feet. But she sings it with conviction and power. So this album here is a power-packed album that really gets you in a frame of worship, and then it gets you in a frame of praising. So Michelle delivered this song.
Dr. Brenda Jefferson is our guest. When you put this album together, did you think, I'm going to put an album together where when they hear the first song and then they hear the second song, then you got a third song, Dream, and you got to continue to listen to the album. Did you think about that when you were putting the album together?
Yes, and when I put the album together, I was thinking about everybody, not just one group of people, because some people need a miracle. People got to know that dreams come true. People got to know that if I just say it, never give up, Shannon Jefferson, never give up no matter what happens in your life. If you're in a valley, never give up. So all these songs I thought about that people going through, because I've experienced all these songs. So in these songs and my experience and my life story in the song, that I know that I would touch everybody's life. Somebody needs a touch from the master's hand. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs to know dreams come true. Somebody needs to know the river is flowing through the sanctuary. So all these songs was designed to bless everybody. So it's a compilation of a little bit of here and a little bit of there, but everybody get touched by God and get what they need from God.
Let's talk a little bit about Apostle Brenda Jefferson's ministry.
Yes.
Tell us about your ministry.
My ministry, I'm a co-pastor with my husband, and we have a ministry. We do outreach, and we have a home called the House of David, and we house, feed, and clothe, do three meals a day. So we believe in deliverance, and people come in on drugs and alcohol, bound by all different things. And when they come in, it's just a blessing when God touched their lives and they get delivered and set free.
How would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as a minister or a apostle who sings, or a singing apostle?
I would consider myself, that's the beauty of it and the miracle of God, that I don't sing, I write, I produce. So God has given me so many giftings. I produce, I write, I have a songbook out. I have so many. I have a Who Care, We Care Center with weight loss, wellness. I have a group called Zamar that dance for inner city kids. So Brenda Jefferson does a little bit of everything.
How is that? You mentioned that you do a little bit of everything. How is it wearing all of those hats? How do you balance things out?
Well, you know what? I could not balance it without God. But I balance it out because everything that I'm doing, I love to do. I love the youth. I work with the youth. I love the youth. And I love music, and I love dancing. I love all these things. I love writing. So these things is not, I love co-pastoring. So none of these things is like a chore, or that I don't have room enough to do these things. It's like I do it every day. So it's like, you know, this is my life, and this is what I enjoy doing.
Now, when you're writing, is there a special place you have to be when you start to take pen to paper?
Well, a lot of times I do a lot of writing because we do a lot of traveling. Like, we are on our way to Jerusalem Sunday. But when I'm on the plane and I'm just, you know, my quiet time that I don't have to talk to anybody, and this is my quiet time that I can spend with God. So I do a lot of writing on the plane. I do a lot of writing late at night, when I'm just by myself and I can get up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and just listen to God and listen to what he's saying. And I just start writing.
Why should one pick up Invocation?
why should a person pick up invocation? Because they're going to get a blessing from it. They're going to receive a blessing. And I guarantee that God is going to bless them when they receive, when they pick up this invocation. They're going to get a dream come true. They're going to get miracles. They're going to get one touch from the master's hand. They're going to know, hey, my heart is fixed. I'm not giving up. No matter what's happening in my life, I'll never give up.
Let's get this album in folks' hands. Where can they pick up this album? And are you on Facebook, Instagram, or where are you social media-wise?
Social media-wise, they can hit me up, Dr. Brenda J. My website is BrendaJefferson.com, and you can purchase the CD at any digital outlet, wherever digital music is sold.
Dr. Jefferson, it has been a pleasure. As usual, may God continue to bless your ministry, your writing, and everything you touch.
Thank you, H.J. It's been a blessing talking to you and a blessing spending this time with you. And you're in my prayers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're in my prayers as well. Our guest.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dr. Brenda Jefferson, Invocation is her new CD, her new project. Pick it up. You will be blessed. Inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Dr. Brenda Jefferson. Thanks again, Dr. Jefferson.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Have a blessed evening.
You too. God bless you.